couldn't find the button. Push the other button, son. Tonight's show. You can connect with Take Two Radio on Twitter at Take Two Radio and at Dawn Take Two Radio. You can also look us up on Facebook at Take Two Radio. Check out our website at TakeTwoRadio.com and follow us on Blog Talk so you can stay up to the minute of each episode as we add it. Each episode is always available for download immediately following each broadcast, and you can also download every podcast on iTunes. Thank you for joining us.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Take Two Radio. This is Pam, your host. I have actually two people on the phone. I have my co-host and my sub-co-host. Do we leave our sub-co-host on here with us?
We sure do.
Everybody raise their hands and say yay or nay.
Yay. Everyone's here as far as I can tell.
So we have Dawn, my regular co-host, and the sub-co-host with us, Sabina. Hello, Sabina.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi there.
Surprise, surprise, you're live on the air. Well, we'd like to thank everybody for joining us tonight. We're waiting for China Phillips to call in, our guest, and I'm thinking maybe in the meantime, we should play her one song from her one album. What do you think?
I think that's a lovely idea because it is a great song, great album.
Okay, sounds good. And anybody that wants to call in when China does come online after the interview, we're going to take calls. The phone number is 1-718-506-1540 and press the number 1. And right now I'm going to go ahead and play Monday Monday by Wilson Phillips. Enjoy.
Oh,
What a wonderful song. I mean, it brings back so many memories. It's a remake of her parents, the Mamas and Papas, song that they did. And the whole album is filled with some great nostalgic songs from both Mamas and Papas and the Beach Boys, because, of course, the Wilson girls are from Brian Wilson. And it's just, it's an amazing, amazing album, and I hope that you will all go into Amazon and check it out yourself, or I'm sure it's probably on iTunes as well. Sabina, Dawn, was that the first time hearing the songs, or are you guys up to date on all that?
No, I actually have heard all of them. I have the album.
What's your favorite on there?
I want to say Monday, Monday. That was awesome. I love that one.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to pick a favorite because I loved all those songs back in the day, you know, and with the girls doing them, they sound just like them, like their parents, but with
mm-hmm.
a little difference, their own spin on it. So I think they did a phenomenal
yeah.
job. Dawn, are you with us?
Sorry. Yes, I didn't know if you were going to say anything else. I like the album, and Sabine's going to laugh at me, but I just told Pam today I didn't make the connection with the Wilson and Wilson Phillips being the Wilson of Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys until today. I don't know why I never made that connection, but I didn't, and I'm making that admission right here on air. But I was very pleasantly surprised, and gosh, I mean, I've always loved Wilson Phillips. I love their harmonies, their voices. So this album was no exception. Love everything about it, all the songs. And like Pam said, you said, Pam, the nostalgia of the songs, it kind of takes
mm-hmm.
you back to that time, you know, of the Beach Boys and the Mamas and the Papas, and just sheer talent, you know. I'm glad that they did that. I mean, what a great tribute to their parents.
I know.
You know.
And mm-hmm. to two groups, I mean, for these kids to connect, you know, like this.
I know.
And although they probably, I believe they grew up together, but to put this out, yeah, an excellent, it's an awesome tribute. And I'm sure whoever's left around from both groups are very happy with that.
Oh, definitely, definitely. I mean, and I wish more artists would do more remake music, but I think for this particular project that they adopted, you know, this is probably, you know, if you had to ask them without even knowing their answer, I believe they would say this is probably one of their, you know, a project that is probably the closest and nearest and dearest to their heart, just because of what it means, you know, to be able to reinvent and recreate those songs
mm-hmm.
that they're parents made popular, you know, so that is so, mm-hmm. so cool indeed.
Yeah, and they have a DVD actually coming out for that particular album on February 24th. I read it on the WilsonPhillips.com website. It says, Wilson Phillips Live from Infinity Hall DVD. It'll be available, recorded live on February 24, 2012. The concert captures the band's unique harmony, rich sound on songs made famous by their parents, the Mamas and the Papas and the Beach Boys. Included are such well-known hits as Wouldn't It Be Nice, oh, another good song, Monday, Monday, mm-hmm. California Dreamin', plus their own worldwide smash, Hold On, oh, another great song. Live
mm-hmm.
at Infinity Hall, aired nationwide on PBS, and the DVD includes a bonus performance of Good Vibrations. You can order your copy at Amazon. So if you're
Amazon.
Interested in that, go to WilsonPhillips.com, and you'll be able to pick that up, or just go to Amazon. I'm sure if you search for it, you'll be able to get it.
Yeah, most definitely. It's a great album, indeed. Sabine, were you going to say something? Sorry.
Oh, no, I'm going to put myself on hold because I'm going to go and try to find out what's going on. So you girls talk, okay?
Sure.
All right, thanks.
So, Sabine, so how was your day today? Did you do anything exciting or was it?
Not really super exciting. I called into my other friend's show and talked to an economist, so that was interesting, a British one at that.
Oh yeah,
so,
you know, just
fun.
listening to the accent in itself, no matter what they speak mm-hmm. about, is always fascinating to me. You know, I
yeah.
love a foreign accent, so most of them anyway. But but mm-hmm. you know, where are you based? Because are you getting any of this like bitter cold weather that they're talking about?
Yeah, it's actually super cold, dipping down, but it's not so bad that we would get snow, especially
mm-hmm.
since we don't have any precipitation coming, so that's good.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's definitely cooled off because we had warmed up. It's up and down battle here in Atlanta, so.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot you're in Georgia and I'm in North Carolina, and I know what you're talking about, because just I was telling Pam earlier, she was telling me she had like 18 below today or something crazy like that, and I was like, golly. But, you know, just a few days mm-hmm. ago, we had like 75 degrees. And
mm-hmm.
I don't know if you guys got it down there in Georgia, but it
yeah.
was like springtime. It was beautiful. It was gorgeous. It was like, hurry up and get here. And then today it's been, you know, all of 34 degrees. The wind chill has been, you know, horrible. And it's felt like this huge Arctic blast has just gone from one extreme to the other almost immediately and with no warning, you know, you just So that's the South for you. You know, you never know what you're going to get weather-wise. So it's one day it's sunny,
oh, yeah.
and the next day it's like freezing rain and a mess. You know, so this time of year is so unpredictable. But yeah, I don't think I'd want to be where Pam is. My gosh, I heard in some areas that it was like 38 below. I think in Minnesota they were having like 38 below zero today. So yeah, that's not good. So if you're out and you're listening to us tonight and you're up, you know, you're in the northern or the Midwest and you're dealing with some of those temps, you know, please be safe, you know, because that is some dangerously bitter cold weather, no doubt about it.
Yeah. I was gonna say, how long of a Wilson Phillips fan have you been? I'm definitely a huge fan. I've been for, like, a very long time now.
Well, you know, if I told you how long I've been a fan, that would probably tell my age. But I started being a fan of theirs in, like, the mid-'80s, you know, when they were kind of in their prime and they were putting out all these great songs.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was always so intrigued by Wilson Phillips because their harmony was just unlike
yep.
any you heard anywhere else. And, you know, their voices just all sounded so angelic, and just the way they meshed together, it was just absolutely beautiful. And that's what's so fascinating to me, to listen to, you know, this album that they've come out with, you know, honoring their parents. They sound just like they did then today. It's
mm-hmm.
it's incredible how great they still sound.
Right.
They've not lost one iota of the sound that they had, which is really great.
Yeah. Oh, man, I love their music and their harmonies, like you said. I actually watched their the TV show, I've forgotten the name now, the reality show that they had
yeah.
on, and
mm-hmm.
it was fun to watch, and they've definitely been very good friends for a very long time, and I love their friendship with each other. It reminds
mm-hmm.
me a lot of my friendship with my twin best friends that I've known my whole life, so... It's amazing, and yeah, one day I would love to see them in concert, and I'd love to meet them. Of course, I've talked to China quite a bit on Twitter. She
mm-hmm.
is amazing and super sweet. So
yeah, see, you know, it's always nice, you know, to be able to interact with your favorite artist on Twitter and, you know, in social media, and I love the fact that social media and mediums like the show, they give you that opportunity, you know, unsurpassed, because it's quite different from the concert experience. You know, when you go see your favorites in concert, you're just kind of one of many watching,
mm-hmm.
you know, the performance, and you never get that opportunity to be up close and personal. But that is
mm-hmm.
one thing that I do love about social media, is that you get that opportunity now to hear from, you know, the artists themselves, instead of it being someone they've hired to just funnel all that for them, you know. So, gosh, well, I hope that you get to see them in concert one day. That would be awesome. I would love to do that myself.
Yeah, I'm hoping that they'll come here to Atlanta soon. I don't know when or if they're coming, but I've been trying to keep an eye on their performances, when they're, where they're going to be and when, but so I'm very hopeful for sure.
I know that they've got some upcoming concert dates. I know they're they've got a tour that they're going to be partaking in on February 22nd. They're going to be in Albuquerque, New Mexico. For anyone who is out in that area, they're going to be at the UNM Center for the Arts in Pope Joy Hall. And then on February 23rd, they're going to be in Phoenix, Arizona at the Wild Horse Pass Casino. So if you're in the Albuquerque or Phoenix areas, you might want to catch them. That's where they'll be. So I wish I was going to be. I had the opportunity to go out to Tucson last spring for a business trip, and it was, you know, it was Tucson, but still, that's my luck, you know, a year ahead of the game here. But gosh, I would have loved it.
Yeah. I would too. I'm back, by the way. I'm waiting to hear they're checking on her, because I think she's running late from her retreat that she was on. They're trying to get a hold of her. And also, from what we understand when we signed into the studio today, that there are some issues with the lines. So I'm hoping that's not the case, you know, where she might not be able to get through. But we got through okay, so let's hope that that's fixed.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Let's hope. It's not our guest calling number, but you never know. So, I mean, depending upon now, you know, it depends on where she is. I know that a lot of times, even with my own show, that, you know, if someone's calling in from California, I don't know what it is about California, but it seems like if we ever have any issues with phone lines, it's California. So,
it's true.
So, you know, that or the UK, you know, and people are trying to Skype in. That's sometimes a little tricky. But other than that, most anywhere else, I think you're good. So if she's not in California, we should be all right.
Well, speaking of a retreat, man, I would love to go on one of those one day. I really could use one.
Yeah, well, I think we all could. You know, it's like I think every woman in particular needs a retreat of some sort, just to get away from it all and to get away from, you know, the normal everyday craziness of being a wife, a mother, and just you know, whatever. As a woman, there's so many roles and hats we wear, so you know, just have that break from it all. So.
That is so true. And my retreat would definitely be a spa.
Yes. Now, you want to talk about a spa. I have to tell you, I was just telling Sabina when you were gone off in La La Land. No, I'm kidding. I was giving the dates for Wilson Phillips. I was saying that February 22nd and February 23rd, they're going to be in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and Phoenix, Arizona. And I said, oh, to be in Arizona this year. I was a year ahead of schedule.
Yeah.
I went to Tucson last the end of May, first couple days into June, for a work conference. And we stayed out there at the Westin and in Tucson. And I want to tell you, oh, my gosh, the scenery was absolutely breathtaking. It was, you know, they had a spa in built in, one of the nicest places I've ever stayed. Of course, you know, the company I work for university, so grant money's paid for us to be high on the hog for several days with this business conference. And we only stayed at the nicest places, but of all the places that we went to, that is the one place I could say I could just go back and just literally just, you know. Now, it was hot. It was very hot. It was like 108, you know, but no humidity.
Wow.
So,
yeah,
to me,
there's a difference.
Yeah, dry heat is a lot different than heat in the south with the humidity. And, Sabina, I'm sure you can identify with that. It's it's very horrendous. But to go out there, and people were kind of forewarning us, it's going to be 108, but there's no humidity. And I really couldn't envision what that was going to feel like until I got out there. And it was. It was like, you know, literally an oven was bearing down on your skin, but there was no soupy heat to added into the mix where you could still breathe. You just couldn't. It was just hot. So, but that place, Pam, I will have to send you some pictures. It was the most breathtaking scenery because this hotel was set inside of a mountain. So all around there were mountains, as there are in Arizona as it is, and it was just absolutely gorgeous. I would go there in a heartbeat. That is a place that will make you forget all your cares. Trust me.
Unreal. Yeah, I've always wanted to go to Sedona because to me it just looks like the most beautiful place in Arizona and spiritually too. There's something that draws me to that, and I know that there's a great spa out there. So if I ever chose anywhere to go, that would be it.
Mm-hmm. I'm just going to have to send you the website so you can actually it's just so majestic. And the mountains are just, they're not like the mountains here in the south. The mountains out there are just breathtakingly beautiful. There's no compare. It was kind of cool to sit by the pool and just, do work and just live the life of a celebrity. I was like, so this is what this feels like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my husband his company used to send them on trips every once in a while, and so he's been to Arizona quite a few times, and it's just one of the states that I have not been to other than for a 45-minute pit stop, between planes on the way to California.
Right.
I've been to quite a few states, so I need to get there. I need to get there. And then his company brought us how many times to Las Vegas, and oh my gosh, the weather's just perfect. Even with the 110, at one point it was 116 degrees, but we went in, I want to say it was in July one time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really hot, but it's a dry heat. But you still can't stay in it very long. So I went with the girls that time. It was the first time I went when I turned 21. It was a great trip. And we would just lounge in the pool and then go lay out and then lounge in the pool and lay out. And that was our day,
Yeah, I must tell you, I could learn to live with the heat, knowing that you had those surroundings to kind of, even that made you forget how hot it was. It was just unbelievable. But maybe one day we'll have to go somewhere like that, Pam, and bring Sabina, and we'll just do a show remotely from some location, sitting around by the pool,
awesome.
Going, hello all, we're eating our bonbons, and we're giving a show to you live from yada yada today. And,
right.
Wouldn't that be, that would just be golly.
I'll be right back.
Okay.
She left us, Sabina. What in the world?
I'm looking at this. This just from the picture on this is beautiful.
Even
in January, it's getting up in 80s, 70s.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah, I know.
They don't have winter, do they?
No, and I'm telling you, in the evenings when the sunset would arrive, the mountains would go from this just gorgeous, they were gorgeous all the time, but when the sun would hit the mountains in the evenings, the mountains would turn pink. Literally, they would look pink, and they would have this tint to them, and they would stay that way until the sun was all the way down. So you just sat, and you were just in awe of that. It was just unbelievably breathtaking.
Great for photography, sounds like, too.
Yes, and inside the hotel, they had a restaurant. You had to go downstairs, but they had these huge picturesque windows that you'll see as you're flipping through pictures. And the windows were just picturesque. And so through the windows, are these just mountains and just a great backdrop to any kind of picture that you would want to take, for sure. Very, very scenic. It just almost doesn't get any better than that. But it was funny because I never knew this until we arrived back in North Carolina from being on the trip, and some of the colleagues that went on the trip with us, we had our follow-up meeting, and one of the colleagues made mention of the fact that one of the guests that attended our conference had reported to the hotel that they were about to step out on their patio one evening, and there was a rattlesnake. just sitting there. And apparently in, you know, in Tucson or in these areas like this where there's a lot of mountainous terrain, that it's not uncommon for there to be, you know, rattlesnakes to come out at night when everything starts cooling down. And that just freaks me out because, you know, they would tell us, you know, be careful as you walk along the path back to your room from, you know, the main area where we were having our conference. I'm glad they never told me to be on the lookout for rattlesnakes. I probably would have went to my room and never left.
Yeah. Well, I have to tell you, the one time I went with a friend to Arkansas because she was moving back here, so I went with her to go get her stuff, and we drove. And I'll never forget. The first day we got there, and she was living in a trailer, and we went inside and did some things, and then later on she says, well, how about if we go and get something to eat? We walked out, and it was, you know, it was dark, and then the floodlight came on, and she goes, watch where you're walking. There's rattlesnakes all throughout, you know, at night in the grass. Well, I flew so fast back inside. I mean, come on. There is no possible way I was going to walk out there. So
yeah.
She was laughing at me. She went and got something to eat, and she brought it back. And then the next day, her other friend came and picked us up in a truck, and we went over to a little, like, river kind of thing. And they got out with their shotguns, and they were shooting snakes in the water. I mean, come on. Is that not nuts or what?
You know, that would be a little bit that would be very nerve-wracking for me. I don't like snakes anyway, but
no.
You know, but it's just so commonplace out there, and it's you know, they live out there, so you know, people that live in that area, I mean, they're accustomed to this. But when you're from the south and you don't see snakes very often, but when you do, you fear them. You definitely don't want to go somewhere where the snakes think, oh, you know, we're going to come be neighbors tonight. You know, we're just going to crawl along the path while you walk, kind of thing. No, thank you. So, yeah, that would be rather crazy. So,
yeah. I couldn't wait to get back home to normal Chicago where I see my yucky spiders and that's about it. And once in a blue moon, you'll see a garden snake, but, you know, not anything that's going to bite you and kill you for that matter, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, ugh. So, anyways, I have some unfortunate news. We got an email from China's representative, and China's been trying to call in, but her phone call keeps dropping, and she thinks it's because she's in such a remote area that she's not getting a signal. She says that she'll need to reschedule. So I apologize to all of our listeners. Unfortunately, things like this pop up once in a while, And, you know, there's nothing we can do about it. But in the meantime, I will let Dawn go ahead and announce who we have coming up through this week, and we'll send an email back to reschedule her. And I do apologize.
Yeah, and I would also add that if Pam does get an answer on a rescheduled date before we're off air tonight, we will be sure and announce that. But right now, we do apologize. You know, it could be a combination that she has no you know, no access and trying to get into the studio because we were told before the show aired that some of the guests trying to call into different numbers tonight would be having difficulty. So they've been having technical problems all afternoon, and so we do apologize for that, but we will make sure we have her back on just as soon as possible. And coming up tomorrow night, I want to preface this by congratulating Pam because she just broke 500,000 listeners downloads of her show, Take Two Radio. Kudos to Pam. A huge round of applause.
Yeah, thank you.
And what makes this so exciting is that she has only been on the air doing Take Two Radio for 10 weeks. And that is pretty amazing. The show's not even 3 months old yet. We've had some phenomenal guests in the 3 months we've been on. I think we counted up how many shows we've done, about 50 or 60 now, Pam?
I don't know. I think it's closer to 50. It's somewhere around there.
It's climbing. It seems like, you know, we're on the air more than we're off. So it.
Yeah, I know.
No wonder we're at 500,000, but needless to say, in lieu of that, tomorrow night we are going to be doing a huge celebration to, you know, to kind of celebrate that, and we're so excited. So at 7 p.m. tomorrow night, we have kind of a triple play for you guys. We have the cast of Old Dogs New Tricks, which is a web series that is about to embark on season two. They will be joining us. And then we will have Mr. Michael Damian, better known as Danny Romolotti, on The Young and the Restless, but he is also a writer, a producer, a director. He still makes music. He's just had a brand new movie come out called The Sweet Side of Life, and he's got a new song that he wrote that is being featured in the movie called Rock My Heart. And so we're going to be playing that tomorrow night and talking with him. So excited. And we will also have from Soap Socialite Productions, we will have Jason and Brian. They're going to come by and talk about what they've got coming up, you know, and so we're very, very excited. They've got some great big events scheduled that are really quickly upcoming, so they will be giving us details and where you can order tickets and stuff so you can see some of your daytime drama favorites. And so that is tomorrow night. It starts at 7 p.m. Eastern. So you'll want to make sure that you don't miss it because it's going to be a great show. Great show indeed. Got a lot of stuff coming up. And then coming up on Thursday night, we have a lady who has made it really big in the world of organization. And she's just a phenomenal person. Her name is Meryl Starr. And Meryl Starr is really inspiring to me because I need her to come to my house and clean my closet.
and me both.
I say that half-heartedly, jokingly, but I mean it with all seriousness. This yes. is what Meryl does. She has a show called Let's Get Organized, and she's been in business since 1993. And she's done more than her fair share of tidying up, from humble apartments to the homes of Hollywood celebrities. And her diverse roster of clients has ranged from Hollywood executives, leaders in finance, real estate, entertainment, and fashion. So she will probably have some really good stories to tell about some of the people that she has, you know, whose closets and homes she has organized and got in order. So she will be here at 7 p.m. on Thursday night. So
you know what's
very,
funny,
very
too? When I was talking to her to set this up, we talked on the phone. She's so sweet and so funny. She gave me an assignment because I was telling her that I need her here too, you know, and mm-hmm. she gave me an assignment. She goes, well, from now until the time I talk to you, I want you to clean out one dresser drawer.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, on that note, I did that a while back. I went through this major, you know, cleaning of my room and cleaning out chest of drawers and cleaning out closets. And that is really such a there is a lot to be said for doing that, because when you do that, that's the best feeling in the world.
To have
your stuff in order and to have a place for everything. And it's just something about that. There's kind of like a cleansing and purging process that goes on within us when we do that outwardly with our material things. And my philosophy on that is, if you haven't worn it in 6 months, take it to Goodwill. Give it away so that someone, you know, could use it. If you're, you know, so you need to take up space in your closet or your chest of drawers, you know, just donate it, you know. Then you're doing something good. I don't know if it's the donation aspect that makes us feel so good or the fact that we're getting rid of the stuff and our drawers and our closets are in order.
Probably a little of both. It's probably.
Probably
a little. But you know what's funny, too, is I want to also tell our listeners, if her voice, when you hear her, sounds familiar to you, because I heard it as soon as I talked to her. She is Fran Drescher's sister, cousin. She's her cousin.
Oh, wow.
First cousin. So she has the, she's that Fran Drescher accent.
Oh,
you can tell they're from the same family.
Mm-hmm.
So that was pretty neat to find out.
Yes, yes, and that's awesome that, you know, we're having her on in the same month, ironically, that we had, you know, Fran. She kind of kicked off our month earlier and as, or got 2013 underway. So, you know, and come to think of it, they do resemble, I think. So you can tell they're related. So
mm-hmm,
that's
mm-hmm.
It's going to be interesting to talk with her. I'm going to be real excited to hear what she has to say. And you know, she's liable to get us in shape before it's over with, Pam.
Yeah, and she's also a host, too, of her own show at one point. So,
mm-hmm.
And then she was talking about getting back into that, but we can discuss that with her on Thursday. And on Friday, go ahead, drum roll.
Drum roll, please. Okay, all you As the World Turns listeners out there, fans, of the one, the only Craig Montgomery, or otherwise known as, in real life, John Lindstrom. He will be here on our show Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, and we are so very excited. I'm excited because I'm a huge As the World Turns fan, and it's going to be great. I mean, he's just recently been cast to go back to GH, and that's exciting for the GH fans. But I can just tell you, being a diehard As the World Turns fan and the show being off the air for several years now, it's exciting when we can have a guest from the show on our show, just to talk with them, catch up, you know, and just hear what they've been up to. So, and he's
yeah, and he played Kevin Collins on General Hospital, and he was also on Santa Barbara as Mark McCormick.
Oh, okay. I forgot he was on Santa Barbara, so
mm-hmm.
Thank you. But, yeah, I'm so excited. I can't wait to talk with him. I mean, he's such a phenomenal person because he's done so much. I mean, he writes, he directs. He's been in music to some degree. I mean, he's done a little bit of everything.
Yeah, he has a new movie out, too, that he's written,
mm-hmm.
produced, and directed. It's How We Got Away With It. And they have a Facebook page, so you might want to check that out.
Yes, indeed. So he will be here Friday night, 7 p.m., and I am excited. I can't hardly wait.
Yeah.
But just know, as Pam and I have told everyone before, that we do not do teasers. We do not put it out there. It happens. We see it all over Twitter all the time where people are doing this sort of thing. We don't tease.
No.
If we tell you we have big guests coming, we have big guests coming. And we hope that in the 10 weeks we've been on the air,
we've proven that you
see the guests that we've had. In some cases, guests you've not seen anywhere else, that we have proven that. And so if you think the first 10 weeks was great, just wait, because February and March and beyond, we're already working on spring dates for people. It's going to be huge. So just stay tuned, as they say.
Yeah. Yeah, keep checking our Twitter at Take2Radio, at DawnTake2Radio. And Sabina is at Saflin, S-A-F-L-Y-N-N 77. I guess you should get a kind of a Take2Radio Twitter handle, Sabina. We'll have to figure that out. And then,
uh-huh.
I know, you could be Aflac Take2.
No, thank you.
And check our website, take2radio.com.
Yeah, we're all over the map. I mean, it's just amazing. But you just never know who we're going to have on the show. Sometimes we amaze ourselves. So,
yeah.
We still at some point, you know, over the 10 weeks, we're going, did we really get them on this? How did this happen? But we're very blessed. We're very fortunate. And we're very excited the way things have kind of, you know, unfolded for us over the last 10 weeks. And gosh, if that's any indication, Pam, you and I had better buckle up and get ready, you know?
I know. We do have some people coming from primetime that you'll be excited about, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
I know I am.
Yes, indeed. Yes,
I know
indeed.
I am. I just cannot wait. And I got another email. China is devastated that she couldn't make this, and she wants to reschedule right away. So I'm going to try to get her on for our next open date, which is, I believe, we have a few open towards the end of January. Right, Dawn?
That would be correct. I would say sooner rather than later. You know, so I know she's in demand and she's got a lot going on. So, I think the sooner we can get her back on for the fans and listeners, the better. So, or the sooner we can get her on and get her rescheduled, I guess is a better way to put that.
Yeah.
But yeah, no doubt about it. So, you know, we are apologetic that tonight did not pan out. I know many of you were looking forward to her being here, but never fear, she will be here. It just won't be tonight. So,
Yeah, I'm looking at possibly like the 29th or the 31st of January, just to give you guys a heads up. So just check back with us on Twitter or Facebook or our website, and we'll update it as soon as possible once I get a confirmation from her.
Yeah,
but she's thoroughly apologetic. She feels horrible, and she was so ready to talk with everybody. So I do hope that she's not too bad as far as being upset, because we understand this happened.
Well, and there, we can always reschedule. So it's mm-hmm. you know, it's not anything that's not ever going to happen. So that's the great thing. We would definitely work to get her back on and you know, get her rescheduled and make everybody happy. So that's
yes,
the main thing.
Exactly. Okay, well, I guess we'll have a short show tonight, but please join us tomorrow for an exciting show with Old Dogs, New Tricks, Michael Damian. We are going to be playing his new song. I absolutely love it. Talking about his movie, Old Dogs, New Tricks. We're talking about season 2. And with Jason and Bren, Soap Socialite, we'll be talking about their upcoming events and whatever else kind of falls out of our mouths.
Yeah, and you never know. I mean, it's a big show. It's a big milestone for Take Two Radio. And of course, we say all this to say that we could not have done it without you guys. We've had some tremendous guests. Our hearts and our deepest thanks go out to them. But we thank you, the listeners, because without you, none of this would be possible. You are the reason why we have 500,000 listeners and downloads. So we could not be more appreciative than, you know, we can't thank you enough. Believe me. So just
our listeners, you know, our guests, and also I want to give a big, big shout out and thank you to Blog Talk Radio for believing in this show and for helping us achieve a goal that was so insurmountable that I thought it wouldn't happen until at least a year.
Yeah,
you know,
really.
Not 10 weeks. I mean, come on.
No, I mean, I don't think we, even in our wildest imaginations, I don't think we ever thought we would be at this place so soon. We really believed we could be, but to be here in such a quick hurry has just, it's just made me very honored to be a part of what you're doing, Pam. So thank you for letting me be your sidekick and tag along. And then be here with you, you know. So it's a lot of fun, but it's a lot of work. But it's the rewards that come as a result of that is well worth it. So
yeah,
thank you
so
much.
Thank you, and thank you, Sabina, and thank you, Dom, and thank you, David, and thank you, Michelle, and thank you, Brenda, and everybody else that is normally standing by our side, Enrique, Brandon, everybody, thank you so much. And we wish you a beautiful night. Stay warm if you're in a cold area. If you're in a warm area, please send some this way to us. And God bless you, and we'll see you again tomorrow. Good night, girls.
Good night.
Good night, Sabina.
Good night, Dawn. Good night, Pam.
Good night.
Has been brought to you by One Taste of Main Street Cake Shop, baked from scratch, custom-made cakes and cupcakes, and you'll be hooked. Every cake is made to order with only the finest and freshest ingredients. This is no ordinary bakery. Cakes are never pre-made. Main Street Cake Shop is in demand, having provided cakes and cupcakes for numerous prestigious events, bridal fairs, and venues. Owned and operated by April Murray, she has garnered many awards for not only her exquisite cake designs, but also for their incredible taste. If you're looking for a cake for any occasion, or cupcakes in a variety of flavors, then Main Street Cake Shop is the place. Visit them on the web at mainstreetcakeshop.com.